In a mountain basin in northern Mexico lies a stunning desert oasis unique in North America, Cuatro Ciénegas. Dozens of freshwater pools are home to native species found nowhere else on Earth. It's one of the few places where you can snorkel in the desert. In the latest National Geographic radio expedition, NPR's John Burnett takes us to Cuatro Ciénegas to find out what lives in one of the most unusual places on the continent.
Remember the scene from Treasure of the Sierra Madre when Humphrey Bogart is leading his burros through the desert with his partner's gold dust? He's stumbling, near dead with thirst. And he's about to be finished off by the bandidos who don't need no stinking badges. We're in that desert, the Great Chihuahuan Desert. And truth is, the real treasure of the Sierra Madres is not gold, it's water. Sparkling aquamarine pools of fresh water that shimmer on the desert floor like heat mirages. And with the temperature topping 100, they look so inviting. But wait, the water is warm and the bottom is...
Oh boy, this is muddy.
This is really muddy. You really notice
this is like walking in quicksand.
Actually, of course, all snail feces is what you're actually walking in. Everybody always enjoys hearing that.
Oh, now I'm feeling the snails.
100 years of aquatic snail poop make for a fecal sofa. I'm sitting in it with a middle-aged man in a safari shirt and a sun hat.
My name is Dean Hendrickson. I'm the curator of ichthyology at the Texas Memorial Museum of Science and History at the University of Texas at Austin. And we're sitting here in the middle of the Chihuahuan Desert, really literally about in the center of it, in a nice warm poza called Poza Escobedo in the middle of the Cuatro Ciénegas Valley.
This is Hendrickson's laboratory, this poza, which means spring-fed pool in Spanish. The circular pond is fringed with cattails and framed by the western Sierra Madres, which look from here like the loose, hairless folds on a bloodhound's back. There are more than 200 of these sinkholes. They range in depth from knee-deep to nearly 30 feet, and in size from a hot tub to several acres. Some scientists have to go to the Galapagos Islands off the Ecuadorian coast to study endemic species, those native to a single locality. Hendrickson and his grad students head 4 hours south of the Texas-Mexico border.
Springs like this are sort of islands in reverse, basically aquatic islands in the middle of a desert. And anywhere you get isolation like that, you tend to have endemic organisms evolve. They're isolated from their relatives and they evolve into unique species.
Around our feet swims Hendrickson's research subject, a native cichlid fish, about as long as a ballpoint pen. And underneath us is the native banded spring snail, and somewhere out there, the only species of box turtle in the world that lives in the water. Hendrickson wants to know everything about the cichlid, how fast they grow, how long they live, how often they have sex, why some eat detritus and others eat snails.
I've already got plenty of them in there.
Get this net out of water quick.
3 years ago, he tagged these fish with tiny computer chips the size of peppercorns. Now he re-catches and measures them.
We got some. We have number 4064462E5F in there. Oh, it's one of the 426 series. Wow.
He'll come back in 3 months and do it all over again.
We can use this place as a natural laboratory to understand evolution. There's always that argument. People say, you know, who knows what we will find in this biodiversity that's being lost. You know, maybe someday we'll find a cure for cancer in one of these fish. But if we lose them, we never will know.
Scientists are concerned that the valley is slowly drying out. Cuatro Ciénegas means four marshes. Early travelers reported the desert was so wet that duck hunting was popular. Today, the marshes have shrunk dramatically, and the water has retreated into sinkholes. Each one is a separate biological puzzle.
So, Jane, did you hear that Steve's figured out this is an all-female population of snails?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Pretty bizarre, huh?
Yeah. Hendrickson's research partner is Dr. Jane Marks, professor of biology at Northern Arizona University in Flagstaff. Her research project is to find out if the native cichlid fish is being pushed to extinction by an intruder that's thriving here, a world away from its home.
This exotic species, its name is Hemichromis, and it is native to Africa. It's valuable in the aquarium trade. It's a beautiful fish, actually. It's bright red. And we think that it was introduced because somebody thought perhaps that they could grow it in the ponds here and then sell it in the aquarium trade. We don't know, and we probably never really will know why this fish from Africa ended up in the middle of Mexico.
Because of the biological uniqueness of these pools, in 1994, the Mexican government declared the entire Cuatro Ciénegas Valley, all 375 square miles of it, as a protected area. Now there's a visitor center and a staff. Fishing and commercial uses of the water are restricted. Tourists and scientists visit from around the world. Mexican environmental organizations, along with the Nature Conservancy and the World Wildlife Fund, are active in Cuatro Ciénegas, protecting POSAs, funding research, and sponsoring educational outreach. The locals have always appreciated having a natural water park in the desert. They're so popular, authorities have to limit public access to one POSA. Folks from the town of Cuatro Ciénegas come here to picnic and escape the scorching afternoons. During Holy Week, thousands wade into these turquoise-colored waters like pilgrims to the Ganges. This spring water has too many minerals in it to make good drinking water. But for as long as anyone can remember, farmers have dug canals to divert the water from the posas to their alfalfa fields. The protected area now bans any new canals, but that doesn't restrict the old ones or the pumps that take it straight from the aquifer. Researchers have reason to be concerned. Arturo Contreras is the tall, serious chief biologist of the Cuatro Ciénegas protected area. He's been in love with the posas since he was first brought here by his father, Salvador Contreras, a prominent Mexican ichthyologist who worked with the renowned biologist Wendell Minkley of Arizona State University.
Since Dr. Minkley and my father came for the first time, they noticed the threats that agriculture posed to the posas. They were taking out lots of water in that time, and there was the danger that the spring flow would diminish and threaten all these important species. We have to teach people so they understand the biological values of Cuatro Ciénegas, so they learn to appreciate them and conserve them. At this moment, you can hear the children coming. They're participating in a summer camp to learn a love for nature and the creatures that live in it, so they don't lose them.
A van full of area grade school students rumbles up, and the children spill out into a thatched roof classroom. A ranger tells them how the desert ecosystem functions. How each creature, even those hated by ranchers, has its interdependent role. In some ways, this is the most important work to be done out here. Teaching young people to revere these remarkable crystalline pools and to leave the desert wild for their own children. For Radio Expeditions, I'm John Burnett in Cuatro Ciénegas, Mexico.
Log on to npr.org for more about this desert oasis. Radio Expeditions is a co-production of NPR and the National Geographic Society.